Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
Hearts aglow with responsive love. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in him. 1 John 4:16. What does love look like? Augustine pictured love this way. It has the hands to help others. It has the feet to hasten to the poor and needy. It has eyes to see misery and want. It has the ears to hear the sighs of men. In a word, love looks like Jesus. Love talked about is easily turned aside. Love demonstrated is irresistible. And love modeled is the best way to learn how to love in return. We love because he first loved us. 1 John 4:19. That's why John used the word love more than 30 times in his letter, and why this thought from A.B. Simpson is both appropriate and timely. Walk with A.B. Simpson, an American minister, missionary, statesman, and church leader in the late 1800s to early 1900s. The secret of walking closely with Christ and working successfully for him is to fully realize that we are his beloved. Let us but feel that he has his heart set upon us, that he is watching us from those heavens with tender interest, that he is following us day by day as a mother follows her babe in his first attempt to walk alone, that he has set his love upon us and, in spite of ourselves, is working out for us his highest will and blessing as far as we will let him, and then nothing can discourage us. Our hearts will glow with responsive love. Our faith will spring to meet his mighty promises, and our sacrifices shall become the very luxuries of love for one so dear. This was the secret of John's spirit. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. The heart that has fully learned this has found the secret of unbounded faith and enthusiastic service. Today's New Testament reading is 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 21.
Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. This is how we know that we live in him and he in us. He has given us of his Spirit, and we have seen and testified that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them and they in God. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in them. This is how love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. In this world we are like Jesus. There is no fear in love. But perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. We love because he first loved us. Whoever claims to love God yet hates a brother or sister is a liar, for whoever does not love their brother and sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. And he has given us this command: anyone who loves God must also love their brother and sister.
How much does God love you? The telltale evidence is not hard to find. Calvary's cross, the empty tomb, the indwelling comforter. How much do you love God? The evidence should also be obvious. Count them with gratitude for God's goodness to you.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.